Yeah. Well, it's been interesting, obviously, but I think judging by the reaction in the locker room, I think we support coach's decision. In the end, players don't make decisions on who plays. It's up to the coaches and the other members of the organization, and I think we support coach's decision.
Is it justified? A lot of fans seem to think that, and maybe it's just the vocal minority, but a lot of fans kind of feel that it's a pretty petty, trivial reason to make a move like that. But you, as a veteran, you know, what is your take on the reasoning and the justification for making such a move?
Well, I'll let Coach Patton dig into the justification, but I think it's probably more than just what you see on the surface from, you know, a TMZ report or whatever report. So, like I said, we support Coach's decision, and I'll let him kind of dig into the details of why he made the decision that he made.
Joe, the whole trust thing with Johnny has been like a ping pong ball. Mm-hmm. You know, there was some, there was regain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now about, in terms of trust with him?
You know, I can only grade him and evaluate him on the work that he does in the building, and he's been doing a great job. All season he's been doing the right things. He's been doing his homework. He's showing up for work on time, working hard. When he gets his opportunities, he's made the most of them. So what happens off the field is between him and the coach or whoever else, and I can only assess what I see when he's in this building, because I did not spend the weekend in Austin, so can't really talk about that.
When you say based on the reaction in the locker room, what kind of reaction have you seen? Are you referring to?
Well, I just think you know, talking to guys, I think everyone supports coach's decision. I think that when the decision was made in the first place to go with Johnny, I think everybody still felt really confident in Josh. It wasn't like Josh lost his job. We think he's been doing a great job all season. So it was more a matter of trying to give Johnny some more time to improve himself and prove what type of a quarterback he can be. And, you know, I think he slipped up a little bit. And, you know, the decision was made by the coach. And I think overall everybody respects that decision.
Are you disappointed in Johnny?
I can't think like that. I can only judge him by what I see when I show up to work. And I thought he did a good job at practice today.
You think it's going to be rough for him to handle this?
Well, I'm sure he's disappointed that he lost his job, but I'm not going to speak for Johnny. But definitely if I was a starter and I lost my job, I'd be disappointed based on something that I did.
As teammates, do you think, speaking for yourself, if he does end up in the starting lineup again someday, do you think you would be waiting for the other shoe to drop and wondering if he's going to go off the chain?
That's a lot to think about. I've got a small brain, and I'm very simple-minded, and so I just try to block the guy that lines up across from me.
Mechanism.
Yes, for having a small brain.
No, just
worry about one thing at a time.
No, I guess, you know, what I'm getting at, though, is in all sincerity, it's almost as if your narrow vision is your coping mechanism for, I guess, dealing with all of the change in turmoil.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a fair, accurate statement, that that's the only way you can seem to cope, is if you just focus on you and only you and tune everything else out?
Well, I think it's good for any NFL player, even if you don't have any turmoil or drama throughout the season, to just focus on the things he controls and focus on their job. And there's been a couple good coaches that have won a few games named Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick that always talked about just focusing on your job and don't worry about other guys' stuff, because you got plenty of things to worry about as far as your own responsibility goes. And it's easy to get lost in the lights and confused and worry about stuff that doesn't really have anything to do with your job. And so if you just always maintain that course and just focus on the task at hand and the thing that you can do, and that's your best approach, and I've really never wavered from that.
Is that what really separates consistently good teams from the teams that are consistently good, you think? I mean, I can't believe the talent is always that big.
Oh, I don't know. I guess that's a philosophical question we can wax sometime in the off season. But I think that if you want to be a consistently good player, you can't let hiccups around you affect what your job is.
Joe, you guys will have played one game in 24 days, so theoretically this team should be freshened up.
Sure.
Does it have a surge in it left with six games to go, you think?
I think so. I saw a lot of energy at practice today. I saw kind of a spunk in a lot of the players' step today. And it's encouraging. I think having a chance to step away from the game and reflect and kind of remember why this is important to you and maybe even get your mind off of football for a little while so you can come back rejuvenated mentally and physically, it can be good for us. And I think we've got a great opportunity on Monday night to get a win and kind of compartmentalize as this is a six-game season right now that we're embarking on and to make the most of it.
Joe, does it bother you at all that nobody here in the local media has disagreed with you that you have a very small brain?
Well, I'll give you guys the opportunity. I'm going to turn this podium around. You guys can now disagree with that comment if you'd like.
Joe, did Johnny meet with the team at all or say anything to the team? Would it be a welcome thing? Or how would it be received here considering he said things in the past and then kind of gone against his word?
Mm-hmm. He has not addressed the team, but I would say in general I'm not a big fan of players only type meetings or, you know, come to Jesus meetings, and because I've had a lot of them and still have not made it to the playoffs yet, so I'm obviously that is not working all that well.
Joe, is it difficult for you to take as a veteran at once to get something going? You're probably going to go in the offseason not knowing who your quarterback is, what you have in Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
You could be looking at a 2016 of more of the same.
Well, I would say that I haven't really thought too much about it, but now that you asked the question, if Johnny would have strung off six straight wins, maybe he would have said, yeah, I think he's probably the starter. But unless that happened, I'm sure that there was going to be plenty of evaluation and discussion in the offseason about do you draft a quarterback, do you bring in a veteran, what do you do? It's not like if he was 2-4 in this run, we'd be like, oh, we got a franchise quarterback. So because he asked that question, I do think – I know that every position gets evaluated, first of all. And second of all, I don't think you can say because of just a couple games, for sure we have our franchise quarterback. We're not even going to evaluate anybody else.
Do you think the fact that Mike held him accountable and actually disciplined him for this, does that strike the right tone in the locker room? Do you guys appreciate that you guys are held accountable?
Well, I think it's important if you have rules and – guidelines and people tell you something that you have follow through. I think it's important in every walk of life to be a man of your word and do the things you say you're going to do and be held accountable. And so that's one of the things that I really respect about Coach Patton is since he's gotten the job, he's been holding the players accountable. He doesn't run from challenges. He faces them head on and he does what he thinks is right in all circumstances, even if maybe it doesn't look good off the bat, or if even in this case, maybe he's asking Johnny to take a step back to hopefully take a couple steps forward.
As a player who wants to win, though, moving forward, do you get, you know, irked or irritated by especially a quarterback who might not be living up to what he's supposed to be doing?
Well, there's plenty of guys that don't always live up to what they're supposed to be doing. I guess I can't really worry about that. But it's not like we're ready to shut the door on Johnny. I think it's a step back for him, but hopefully it'll be a good learning experience, and he'll come back better than ever from it.
What was your reaction when you saw the video?
I think I saw it on ESPN the other day, and I was just like, I'd already heard about it, so it wasn't a real big shock when I saw about it. But I mean, I don't think it's anything that nobody has done throughout their career, but I think there's other circumstances that surround it, and I didn't really have too much of a reaction.